Part 12. Hollywood Ending. Chapter 1. Sylvia Roan. In which the mighty potentate of the Elektra Disc Recording and Manufacturing Co. is interrogated on the subject of her latest favorite employees. So, what do you want to respond to first? Their allegations that you are only interested in promoting R&B on the label and not rock and roll? Sylvia Roan. Elektra's track record speaks for itself when it comes to promoting and supporting rock artists on our roster. Metallica, AC/DC, Motley Crue. Motley Crue were the major priority for Elektra in 1997. We did a tremendous amount of promotion on the record's front end, but the market for rock music, especially with veteran bands, is in major transition right now. The album didn't perform to expectations, and their unhappiness is understandable, but it's not for lack of effort on the company's part. What kind of efforts were made? In January, the label spent a substantial amount of money to have the band perform at the American Music Awards, after which we mounted a snipe campaign. We did a lot of promotion on the internet. We supported and underwrote the cost of a live performance at a rock station in Tampa in March. I could go on and on about the different promotional efforts that we've made. What do you think about the incident with the security guard in South Carolina and the fact that they called you a cunt from stage? Those kind of remarks don't deserve any comment, but they are very ill-advised. Will they affect how you deal with the band in the future? It doesn't affect my attitude toward the band. I'm a very professional person. Their contract with Elektra expires in 2 albums. Will you renew it? At this point, that's very hard for me to say.